Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Get the snippers from the show where they salute the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, and you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Recent episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever they name get mentioned. From Pittsburgh, Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at the club for breakfast, y'all are back in the back. Take aim at a lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm acting.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question that's got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
There, what's up, everybody? This is episode 357, Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest tonight. He's definitely no stranger to the archives over here at the Murder Master Music Show, UGSforlife.com. He actually got his own radio show as well, Domi Tweed Cadillac. We're going to bring him on in a minute. Before I do, though, I need to address a couple issues real quick. I want to put a little PSA out there for those listening, you know, those of the friends of the show, especially artists. If people hit you up and say in any form or fashion that they are affiliated with or know the Murder Master Music Show, UGS for Life, if it don't come from us, it ain't us, plain and simple. We've run into a few issues with some problem with people booking guests, trying to use our name. You know what I'm saying? That ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. That's something we don't participate in, and we don't appreciate others doing that on our behalf without our knowledge. You know what I'm saying? But Tweed's going to be on a little bit, but before he comes on, man, I wanna play some music. He sent me four bangers, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to get into. But I'm going to play this one right now. It's called How We Come. And then we're going to be right back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go anywhere. It's episode 357, the Homie Tweed Cadillac. This is the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforlife.com. We'll be right back.
I like the competition, and I can deal with any heat. Also, you dig, the bitches I run are selected to win. I mean, I'm controlling some tough, aggressive, mean-looking animals. Now, can I tell them that they can only run in one part of the jungle? I like the competition.
Straight tight all night, this is how we come.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how we come.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how we come.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how we come.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from. Y'all suckers or a mess, I'm a pet. Can't never put a G like me in check. Yes, come a queer, come back with a grip. And maybe you can sit with a tear. Oh man, look at here, you really don't know me. And I could be broke by my lonely. Tell me, what you got on this here tab? Bottom bitch mad cause I'm stuck up in the lab.
We cooking up that hellified dope. They be smoking, they be choking up the shit that I wrote. Use an off-brand weenie ass prank. I'm hip to dip, TMY one gang. Shout out to Big Bang Hank. Send the kind of frogger you's about to get shanked. You suckers all beneath me, feel me, really. What the fuck you think you finna teach me?
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from. I've been around the world spitting hot shit. No more rapping with you niggas who ain't got shit. All they do is talk, never drop shit. Tell me what's the reason that you all up in my mouth, bitch. All I see is envy in your eyes. Your comic is dry and it's packed full of lies. You a wannabe hater in disguise. I hate to see you coming and you're never on my mind. I think it's that you know the reason why. Get up off my line, too motherfucking fly. So bye bye, be gone. You a mark, I'm a vet. You a pet, you would never see me sweat.
I know you ain't got that shit all fucked up, wishing you was motherfucking Queen Cadillac. You wish you had the motherfucking pedigree. You wish you had the motherfucking backup. You wish you had the mouth.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Tweed Cadillac, killing it, man. Killing it. I'm telling you, man, I'm so glad that cats are still making music. You know what I'm saying? I know we say this religiously, but there is some real dope music out there right now. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know where it's at, man. Tweed's one of the dudes, man. I'm telling you, straight out the West Coast. You want some of that G-Funk? Man, that's your guy right there. That's one of the dudes you got to put in the same echelon with brothers like Cocaine, you know what I'm saying, Corrupt, you know, the Dog Pound. I mean, he's one of them legends, man, but he's still making dope music. Support these guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on the homie Brandon, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Pittsburgh Patrick, man. How you doing, Pittsburgh Patrick?
Man, I'm good. What up, Rez?
Man, I'm loving that, man. I'm loving that brush of fret there we just heard, and I can't wait. We got some more tracks we're going to play during the course of the show tonight. But, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, that good, dope music that's still being made by a lot of these OGs in the game. You know what I'm saying? We're hearing it night after night after night, man, from all over the country. You know what I'm saying? So it's when people say hip-hop's in bad shape and this, and that. No, it's not. It just appears that way on the outside if you're looking at it from a mainstream view. But if you're looking at it like we are from the underground, shit's looking good as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? You can't say it. They ain't making some good music right now. You know?
I heard Jadakiss say something today that made a lot of sense. He's like, man, all this stuff out right now, those guys ain't going to be here 10 years from now, but all the dudes that have actual bars, lyrics, meaning to their music, those dudes are the ones that they always sustain a career. They might not be number one, but they're going to sell the same amount of records their whole career because they stuck to the format, you know. Yeah. So I agree with that. You know what I agree with that, because I mean,
and you know,
20 years from now, Little
Yachty. Yeah, Little Yachty is going to be just a flash in the pan. But no, what's cool, Pittsburgh, is you can go listen to your CD collection from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, and bump that shit, and you know, do feel good. And then you can listen to some of the new stuff we've been hearing, and get that same feeling. You know what I'm saying? And get that. And a lot of these guys, too, they've elevated. They've even elevated. You know, those records back in the day are classic, but what they're doing now is on a whole other level, man. But that, of course, comes with experience and just, you know, these guys, a lot of these guys, man, they can go in a booth and just knock shit out like it's nothing. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We got more Tweed Cadillac music to play for you guys tonight, but we're going to play what we we're going to play a track that we had on the show last night from the homie Klondike Cat, man. That track was such a banger. We're going to go to break with that, then we're going to come back and chop it up with, you know what I'm saying, the homie Tweed Cadillac. But I also want to say this, too. Make sure you check out Tweed's radio show, you know what I'm saying, because like I said, he does a radio show, too. It's every Thursday, you know what I'm saying, and it's 93.Tweed FM, you know what I'm saying, every Thursday. Check that out, man. We're going to have him talk about it here in a minute. But we're going to get off of this Klondike Cat track, Who Cat, and then we're going to be right back here chopping up with the homie Tweed Cadillac.
We all go a little mad sometimes, haven't you?
First off, we're controlling the streets now. Klondike, controlling the beat now. Motherfuckers that piss me off, here comes the cat who control the beast now. Got my soldiers ready, holding my gun steady. Snitching that fatty with the speed of a jetty. Throw a bomb through your house while I'm filling my belly. Chop a nigga ass like a plate of spaghetti. Mob style, ghetto stepchild. Breaking for a bitch, nigga, rap down. Break on with your nigga, use a pest now. You ain't spirit, your nigga, use a let down. Get down, stay down, lay down, clown. Hit you with the Mac, put your play down. Clown like a bit when I scratch, use a greyhound, clown. Bitch niggas be quick to say I'm down. I don't trust them, hit them with the fofo. Then squeeze back on my trigger, then let go. Then get back to my trap to get modo. Cause I ain't got no love for no fake hoes. Striking like a Viking, stalking like a hoe. Get the whole key, nigga, that's how I vote. Re-up and get money, nigga, that's real tote. And if you ain't about a motherfucker, you can walk, come on.
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game?
Yeah.
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game?
Ducking the fame and the glory. Heard a lot of my circles before me. Got a lot of pain in my story. Trying to escape living poorly. A lot of my soldiers before me died gory. Can't let it detour me. Set fire to the laboratory. I'ma put the grind down on every state line. My whole life, I'ma dedicate mine. But as the sun is high, nigga gon' shine. I am the one, I feel it, it's my time. And I'ma get it off, set it off, let it all fire. All blow like a big volcano. Klondike cats, a warrior like Kano. Eat up the industry just like Drano. Vano, ain't no wrecking this G. I'm listen to B-G-R-E-A-T. You better be a sinner if you're trying to fade me. You better be stiff and you better bring three. There better be G's and you better have a key to eliminate a real motherfucker like me. Standing on T-O-P till I D-I-E. Metamorphosis motherfucker, say a B-Y-E.
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game?
Yeah.
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from working?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game.
Give it all for cash, we fall for cash. Run up in your ball for cash. Steady cash and revenue stacks. And if we ever lose that, we bound to jack to get the paper back. Now don't get your nuts up to test me, sucker. I'ma be busting that thing, bringing you ruckus. You thinking that I'm weak, fool? Don't make me delete you or sleep you. Chopping the hoop attention your hood, I'ma creep through. Just to beat you with a nigga like me and you tell I wouldn't wanna be you. I give a damn about the clip punk. Hair trigger SK, plus a grip pump. When you're red rum, you want some, come get it, your casket. I fit it to 11, being committed, I with it, I did it. And I can't lie, strictly a paper thing. Klondike ain't scraping change.
Y'all stupid motherfucker. Fuckers must have forgot. Climbed that cat with that nigga moving all them bolos of marijuana, pills, exos, cocaine. Every goddamn thing, heroin, all that shit on Okinawa, man. Trap motherfucking king!
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game?
Yeah.
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game?
Yeah.
was the homie Klondike Cat, Who Cat. That was some real dope music. That's another guy, man. He's been making music for decades. Part of the South Park Coalition in Houston, Texas, and he's still making dope music. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, you gotta respect that. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta definitely respect that because South Park Coalition ain't no joke, man. Ain't no joke at all. You already heard two bangers, one from Tweet Cadillac, one from Klondike Cat. But, man, let's bring on the man of the hour himself, Tweet Cadillac. Let me bring on Brandon. Brandon, we're going to bring on Tweed right now, man. What's up, Tweed Cadillac? How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing as well as far as I could tell, man. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, man. Good.
Doing real good. And it's a huge honor to have you back on the show because it's been a minute, man. We definitely wanted to catch up with you and see how you're doing. I see 93.Tweed FM is doing some big things, man. What's going on with the radio show?
Well, man, I grew up listening to oldies my whole life. And, you know, by me being from Cali with the lowrider scene, things of that nature, I've always been fond of oldies. And I decided that all these R&B stars that I grew up on really don't really get a platform. A lot of them are passing away. A lot of them had horrifying careers. You know, they got ganked out of most of the money. So I just wanted really to embrace that. And as I started bouncing the ball towards that direction, it turns out that I had so much in common, man, with these cats. They kind of embraced me as well. And to date, I think I've interviewed over 85% of all the artists that's been on TV1 Unsung. So, I mean, it's a great milestone for me. And I never would have thought that I've been able to meet, like, all of my idols, you know, from Evelyn Champagne King to Confunction, Dramatics, Blue Magic, you know, man, I've had a chance to interview them, and it's a great feeling, man. It's basically my transition because I love music, I love entertainment, but now it's giving me a whole new breath of life, something else to do, man.
Yeah, and you know, the dope part about it is, too, you're pretty much doing what we're doing from a different era. I love that shit because, you know, we're trying to interview all the guys that we came up off of, and that's what you're doing. And, man, I know the feeling. I know what you're talking about. And, you know, it never gets old. It never gets old.
Exactly.
I don't care who you interview, there's always going to be a different show every time, you know.
Exactly.
And,
plus, you know, I hear the inside scoops because a lot of artists are kind of comfortable and open enough to talk to me, and they tell me how they had the faulty managers back in the day, and all they were worried about was the fame side of it, and how they got ganked out of their publishing. And man, I hear some horrible stories, but yet they are still, you know, keeping on, still doing shows, still doing it for the love of the music. And I feel the same way because, like, I know a lot of cats in hip hop, just like your other caller said, you know, they'd be gone in 10 years. So I respect that, man. I respect that they respect what they do. And a lot of them are getting older and they're passing away. Yeah, I mean, we're losing famous celebrities. Every El Jarreau just passed. You know what I mean? And I would have loved to have interviewed him. I've only lost two. I've only lost two guys recently that I've interviewed. And that's Marshall Jones, the bass player for the Ohio Players, one of my idols. And Mr. Billy Brown from Ray Goodman and Brown, otherwise known as The Moments. I've interviewed both of those cats, and they kind of passed on. So it's
That's
a good feeling, man, to really be doing something, man, that can be respected.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? There's a level of respect, especially when you bring on guys who normally don't have a platform anymore. Kind of been forgotten about. Those are some of my favorite ones, man. The ones that, like we interviewed Pooh Man, for example, you know, right when he got out of jail, we were the first interview he did in 13 years. It's like, man, this is dope because this guy hasn't spoken to anybody in the rap world, you know what I'm saying, in the media world for a long, long time. And to be able to do stuff like that, man, is priceless. Hey, my other co-host is here, Mac J, was
What's going on,
here with
bro?
The whole tweet. We're chopping up about 93.3 FM, man, his radio show. And we were talking about how his show, he's interviewing the guys he came up off of. And you've interviewed about, what did you say, about 85% of the people that were featured on Unsung?
Yeah, at least, man. I mean, at least, if not more. You know, I mean, the Whispers, man, I could go on and on. If I keep going on, it's looking like I'm bragging. But I never would have thought that I would have been able to even talk to these people, let alone meet them. I always, me and my girl always tripped because one day I said, suppose I lost my telephone and somebody went through my call log and saw the Dramatics and Blue Magic and the Spinners and all
numbers.
That. Everything was all those real numbers because I basically kept a relationship going with them as well. You know, Millie Jackson is my godmother now. I call her godmom, you know. I can call her up on any given day, and she gives me game. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
She's kind of helped my radio career as well because she had a show down in Atlanta, and she told me some do's and don'ts. And then there's another guy by the name of Kevin Sloach, Emin James. He's the inventor of the Quiet Storm. And he took me under his wing as well and told me that he said at the rate that you're going, you'll be in the number, you'll be in the top 10 of all R&B oldie shows within a year. And it actually happened. So, man, it's beautiful, man, to be around beautiful people,
congratulations,
man,
for it, too.
Man, I'm in the National Broadcasters Coalition for Radio. Who would have thought something like that? Even Art LeBeau knows who I am. And he's the king of the oldies. So that right there, and the funny part about it, they don't even know that I used to be a rapper. I try to separate the two. You feel me? They have lots of them don't even know that. That's the interesting part about that, too. They don't even really know my background. They just know me as a host, you know, and an all-around cool cat.
Hell yeah. What's their reaction when they do find out that you used to rap, though? Like,
I never really bring that up, not unless the conversation is going smooth and I'm comfortable enough to say that. Because when I was a rapper, you know, my conversation was kind of explicit and it might would go against their morals. Like, for example, I interviewed Stacey Lattenfall, and she's completely in the church. So, I would never want her to know that I had a hit single called Rolling in the Pimp Lane. You feel me?
Right. I feel you. You know what that show to guys like us, because like when we have you on the show and other guys, it's kind of like when you have your legends on the show. It's just show the growth. You know what I'm saying?
The same essence, man. Because and it never gets old. Every time we have you on, it's different from the last time we had you on, or vice versa with other guests. And it's beautiful to be able to share that with our audience. But I'm going to tell you what, Tweet, let's take a little break real quick. I want to give them another one of these dope bangers that you sent me.
Let me say one thing before the break. Let me say one thing that's really tripping me out right about now. I didn't mean to cut you off, but check this out. Guess what else we have that's deeply in common? I heard you earlier today, and you were speaking on, and I also follow you on Facebook and what have you, about how people will use your name to get other guests and stuff. Do you know that I have been living with that ever since I started my show? My competitors, I'm talking about other oldie radio shows, will listen to my shows, and you know how you give the artist a chance to give his contact information. So they'll listen to my show just to be able to get the contact information to book that same artist on their show. And it's so funny because I sit back and I notice things. So if I have Evelyn Champagne King on my show Thursday and then 2 weeks later you have her, and it's like, wow, dude, okay, I dig it. So I got the haters trying to ride on me like a chick on a horse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand how you feel. Using your name without your permission. And, you know, man, that ain't cool, man. Ain't nothing fly about that at all.
No, it ain't. And you know what's funny, too? There's people that vouch for some of these guys. It's almost like they get brainwashed by them. And they'll actually think that these motherfuckers are cool. They're doing all right. But then what we got to do is we got to expose them, and then then they go flying away and ducking, running for cover. But that's what it is, man. I feel you, Tweed. Let's give them, I bet you, man. Tell them about this one.
Oh, man, that was a song, man. We were sitting back in the lab, man. That's my boy, man. No Doze, the Insomniac. He don't sleep at all. He's out of Fresno, California, man. Real cool cat, man. And I had the pleasure of, like, chilling, man, in a lab for, like, I went to do a feature in his city with him. And I ended up staying there for, like, 2 months. You know, they ended up recording the whole album for me just out of love. You know what I'm saying? So, man, song mean a lot to me, man. It's gutter, it's sweet, you know. You know that fly classy shit that I'm usually doing, but every now and then you might have to sock a nigga.
Right, exactly.
I be trying my best to keep it fly, but every now and then, you know how these sweets play you, man.
Oh yeah. Well, no don't doubt. Go nowhere. We're gonna be right back with the homie Tweed Cadillac right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Only at UGS for life.
Yeah, UGS for life. Yeah.
This is my kingdom, and this is where I reign. Fighting, partying, low riding. But you learn as you get older, you must become a man one day and put away childish things.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
I bet you.
These modern day rappers don't appeal to me. And a broke ass bitch don't interest me.
Nope.
I'm from a rare breed, homie, check the pedigree. 501s and Chuck T, no skinny jeans.
Nope.
Sipping crown, chopping game with the OG.
Real speed,
and that's something you would never be. I hear him talking all loud, but it's bite weak. Our weed stronger than the bars, y'all can't compete. Running laps round cats like a track meet. When elephants in the room, suckers never speak. They hate from the sideline to the third degree. Until the burner sparks fire and they kill the heat. We laughing at these clowns on a daily basis. About to give them all hell, better say your grace. I pray to God every day, sway me from the fakers. Before they make me go postal, sending it to its maker.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Think I give a damn about rappers out of class.
Nope.
Sitting cross country with this pimpin' getting down.
Yep.
On that wild one, do I didn't fam. Sat down with Tupac, I get surround. Level 4, y'all, you out of bounds. See back butts get rushed to the pound. I can get your whack ass ran out of town. I be mad too, what the fuck you finna do? Best take a seat, shut your mouth, crack a brew. My bottom bitch come in here and serve y'all fools. Fruit Loops, looking for some Zuzu.
We can't let
serve y'all wham wham. Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, need to shut the fuck up. I get the piss slapped at your mouth. I get you knocked out while I'm lounging on the couch.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. I bet you.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. Pretty much.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me. Pretty much.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me, cause I'm way too funky.
Pretty much.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Tweed.
I'll be loving it, man.
Actually, yes, I do, man. I'm affiliated, man, with a conglomerate of MCs right about now, man. My job basically is a music consultant. You know, I guess I'm the guy that connects the dots. I'm the executive consultant for my godson. His name is Fusion. He's like Northern California's one of the flyest producers that there is. And he's been in music since he was like 18 years old. So I actually put together a project. It's called Bread, Beats, and Blues. It's produced by Fusion. And what I did, man, rappers, let me be in this game so long. I know rappers from all over the country. I'm talking about all over the country. So I kind of fit. Once he gave me a track, I said, well, okay, I got a guy here, man. His name is Pat God. You know, he's from D.C. And he would really sound good with this guy that I got by the name of No Dose from Fresno. So all I did was just put together a unit, and we came up, man, with Bread, Beats, and Blues. And it's a very, very unique, tight album, man. Man, let me check that out. Man, you really going to have to, because this guy, man, he been doing beats, man, since he was like 18 years old, and he ain't no joke, and he really believes in his tracks. He goes the extra mile. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, what I ended up doing, man, as I said, I know all of these hot MCs, man. I got I got Dog Man from Compton. He's like super talented. I got Boots Rothschild from Philadelphia on there. I got Ello, Another Breed, one of the hottest females in Philly. Man, I got Sneak Rothstein, Killer Ron out the Drodian camp to lay a few joints with us. Bogart Styles, man. He's the word beast. It should be his damn face in the dictionary. I got Little Mama. I got another cat out of the IE called Sham Ruckus, man. He's super hot as well. Flavor Wally, Buddy Black out of Tennessee. You know, man, just a well-rounded, and also my other man, the Pink Council. You know, man, I've been working, man, developing them for like about, I think we're about to set upon our 3-year anniversary now. And they prepped in prime and ready to roll. They've been rolling, man, real strong, man, but we're really about to make a real splash. They just finished a new project as well, and I too am the executive consultant on that. It's called Council Business by the Pimp Council.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all of that at pimpcouncil.com. It's as simple as that.
Shout out to the
Pimp Council, man. Queen Kane Slim and Caddy Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, I raised them on milk and magnesia and Kool-Aid. And they're ready to serve.
Yeah,
man.
I remember we had them on the show that one time, Prez. Remember? We need to bring them back on.
Yeah,
out of Flint.
Oh, yeah, man. They're my children,
you
man.
You brought them on here
they're
before.
My children.
Yeah,
they ain't
man.
Scared of nothing. They, man, it's like, man, I can't even call them pit bulls because they're like.
Camp Counselor Woods on Facebook.
Pit bulls,
I think one of them.
Line. Oh, yeah, man. They're gorillas in the mist, man. And they fear none and no one. So, man, you know, just, man, basically, I'm trying to get back, man, because I want to be able to sit back in my recliner, do my radio show, but know that I have used my hip-hop influence to be able to help somebody else, man, you know, with the do's and don'ts about hip-hop. So that's really my contribution.
Right.
And look, the Pimp Council, I discovered them. They're from Flint, Michigan. So for me to be working with these guys, all the way across the country for 3 years, and I'm day to day with their development. I'm very proud, man. I'm very, very proud of the Pimp Council, man. I mean, they've never let me down. So at least they'll have something. And then while I'm old and I'm drinking my cognac, doing my radio show, when they blow up, I'll be in the audience, rah-rah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a proud papa, man. That's really what
right. You know what I'm saying? Tweeting, it seems like you're very well rounded, man. I'm happy for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really
I salute you all the way to the fullest, man. Because I like the fact that you're doing doing your radio show, and you've been pumping it for a while. Like, I remember I called at one of your shows, and I think you was doing a tribute for Jerry Heller, and I called in on one of them. I don't know which episode it was, but you let me on there for a hot second, man, and I just like how well-rounded the show is, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the guests that you have on the show, my dad just passed away almost about a year ago to this day, but them the jams that he was all on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the people that you have on your show, I wish he was still around so I could be telling them, hey, look, you can still check some of these guys out. You know what I'm saying? Stylistics and all that. My old dude, that's what I grew up on, listening to what my pops and them listened to.
Me too, man. Look, I even had the Temprees. I interviewed the Temprees, the Whispers, Black Ivory, the Dramatics. I mean, I have more fun than they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to have to check your archive out.
It'll blow your mind. Man, just go to tweakcadillac.com, and you'll see all these people, man, that I've had. Howard Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, all kind of people. And you know what's really funny as well? I've been in this rap game since, like, 92, right? I never had no rap beef with nobody. I done been with the best of the best. And I get into it like a little beef with Al B. Short. To me, that's a funny ass it. I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
What kind of shit is
that? Night and day, huh?
That's a funny shit. All these gangsta rappers I've been around. And me and Al B. Short in the product. Yeah, that's funny as hell to me, man.
What you and Al B. Short had some beef? That's crazy, man.
Yeah, we had some words, man. He said something that was kind of derogatory to me, you know.
And
like, why? Dude, you don't really know me like that, you know. All over interview requests, it kind of got out of hand a little bit. And he said some foul shit, man, as if he was like super Hollywood, and that shit kind of offended me.
Oh,
man, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be the worst.
Oh yeah, that nigga was super Hollywood. And then when I told him, I said, man, well, I've been on the charts too, homeboy. You know, all the rapper came out of me then. I wasn't no longer radio homeboy.
You had to let him know. Yeah, you had to let him know what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't act like that. Then you're the only celebrity, nigga. I was a celebrity too. I was selling 25,000 records a week. So you better back up
exactly.
off me, man.
Exactly. Yep. You're crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly, and that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't do their research. So it's just like we were talking about with the people that name drop to get shows and this and that. It's like ain't nothing wrong with interviewing the same people that we had, but you got to go through the same work that we did to get these artists.
Exactly.
We really be working to get these people on here.
Prez
ain't never hit nobody up and said, hey man, I'm cool with Tweed. Can you come on the show? We ain't never did that. We telling them about what we doing. And if they want to come on, they free to come on. But if not, I always let them know, if you don't want to come on the show, still check out the archive. Still invite them to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it took me maybe 3 months to get Denise Williams. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, man, don't really know. I'm talking about back and forth emails with management. Just all kind of, man, I had to jump through hoops, barrels, over Alligator.
Yeah, bro, I know that shit.
But, man, look, man, it ain't easy. So it's like for you to cheat and listen to my show, fuck my stuff, fuck what I'm talking about, or you wanted some contact information, that shit ain't cool either, man.
Yeah, ain't no more piggyback rides for you motherfuckers, man. No piggyback rides, man. We, you know what I'm saying? My kids is too big to get on my back. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nah, hell no. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Either we all holding each other up or we not. Yeah, because that's what people do. Because what they'll do is they'll go behind you and interview. And this was probably even more crazy, though, Prez. Like, what if they name drop to get the person on there and then try to do the same interview, asking the same goddamn questions, the same way, the same, you know what I'm saying? Not crediting where they got the information from. That's the big problem, too, because a lot of people show still. They'll see our show, and then they go get the same person and basically ask the same question, sometimes word for word. That's when it's crazy.
Think about this scenario. They'll use your name, get a guest on the show, and then they'll have a bad experience with the guest. Then that guest won't come on your show again. You know, so there's a lot of scenarios that they're just bad when people do that. It's bad for the game, period. But hey, we got to
You got to get out here and do your own work, man.
We got a call. This is Sin from France, all the way from France. You're on the line with Tweed Cadillac, Sin. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, Scott. I'm Mike J. Hi, Tweed Cadillac. Yes, tell us about your album, Charles to That Fools, and your track, AMG, It Don't Stop.
Oh, man, I had so much fun doing that, man. Oh, man, and one night, man, we were just, man, you know, sitting around. And that goes back to the Oldie Show as well. Toast to the Fools was like a song that the Dramatics did, and I always loved that title. So what happened was AMG was hanging out with me one night, and we just came up, man, with that concept, man, and DJ Boogaloo actually produced that song, and, man, it turned out to be a banger. That album, man, was really a great album, man. If you guys go back to my archives, you probably can Google that. I ended up having some difficulties, man, with that independent label I was on. So I really don't really chill with them no more. That's why I never really tried to promote that album any further. But it did some cool numbers. But, man, that was a very, very great experience, man. Do you have it, sir?
For sure. Yeah. And it don't stop with IMG. Can you tell us about this track?
Yeah, that was a song I was speaking of. Yeah. IMG is my brother, man. My man, we go back from Bitch Better Have My Money days, you know. So man, he's the number one good guy. But yeah, that song was so much fun to do, man, and I'm truly appreciative that you actually enjoyed.
Sin is like a rap encyclopedia, man. He knows all about like music from everywhere. He's one of them dudes that just soaks up all the music, man. Shout out to Sin. Thank you for coming out, Sin.
You were part of Macadelics also.
Yes,
your album
was
It Just a Game. Can you tell us about the album?
Well, the Macadelics, that started out me and DJ Aladdin was hanging out in Compton, and DJ Aladdin was with Low Profile and Dub C back in the day. He was the producer and the DJ from the Mad Circle. And what happened was, he said, man, I got all these beats, and you got all these rhymes, so why don't we just put together a project? So I said, well, I don't want to do it myself. So we ended up finding another guy. His name is Below Zero Giovanni. Now he goes by the name of Urge 7. He's from Compton as well. So the whole premise of the story was the lad do the beats, and we write all the lyrics. But as we was coming up with all this fly player shit, Aladdin said, I want to rap too. So I just started writing him verses as I was writing my verses. So that's how the Macadelics actually, you know, came to be. And we did pretty good in France and Germany. And that, man, I don't know if you guys even got that album, but that album, man, is no joke as well, too. That album is called Exposed to the Game by the Macadelics. You can find that in, you know, any online everywhere. And that came out of, like, I believe it was 1996 or 97.
Yeah, 96.
Wow.
The album is dope. Yep. The cover is crazy. The cover is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that cover. Man, we had an artist actually come in and airbrush that cover, man. Yeah, and actually, I don't want to shine my own shoes, but it was kind of my idea, you know, as far as having, like, the little kid looking into that book, and that book was exposing them to the game. So that's how the title came, Exposed to the Game. You know, but hey, man, this hip-hop has been good to me, as they say in America. This hip-hop has been good to me, man, but I'm kind of proud of, like, a lot of my accomplishments. I just wish that Eazy-E would have still been living, because if Eazy-E when he died, man, I would have been way bigger, man, than where I was. or where I'm at in hip hop. But it is what it is, man. God bless his soul, man. But he was a good dude, man.
Yeah, easy. I just think if he would have lived, there would have been so much stuff that he would have done over the years, you know, the last 20-something years. He would have just done so much stuff. Do you care to reflect on him a little bit before we go to our next break, Tweet?
Yes. Well, actually, Easy was geared up and ready to do a lot of stuff, man, I'm sure for a lot of people. But when he passed away, it kind of like put a standstill on a lot of the people's careers, too. It took me years to get out of that contract because his wife ended up, you know, getting the company and stuff. So it kind of like dulled out my career personally because they fought me, you know, to get out of it. And then finally I was able to get out of it. But by that time, it's like years that went by. When you ain't hot no more, you ain't hot no more. So that basically I was left to fend for myself independently. And that's how me and Aladdin came up with that Macadelic situation and went, did that album on our own budget and walked it up to a record company and got a deal to get back on my feet. Feel me? So I know the struggle of hip-hop. I've seen cats lose their families over this hip-hop. I've seen families break up over this hip-hop. You know, man, I've had more recording contracts than guys have. Man, I had anything. I know what it is. I turned down recording contracts. Feel me? And I'm talking about recently because it ain't no money in selling records no more if you don't have no fan base. And that's real spit. Because I'm not going to wear no skinny jeans and I refuse to do that. So it ain't no selling out over here. I'm going to do my player music and either it's going to be respected or it's going to be rejected. But I'm not going to conform and sell out. That's why the Murder Master Music Show, I love y'all, man, because y'all tell it like it is, man. And you ain't scared to tell
right
it like
on,
it
man.
Is. I follow y'all.
Well, I appreciate it,
post.
Man.
I read y'all posts. Y'all damn near gangsters over there. Y'all be talking some shit. You really? But I respect that because the music man is that's what's
right. Saying. That's how we have to be, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, man, like it'd be hard work and dedication to do what we do, and we still working at it. Like we want to get better. We trying. You know, we pushing different things. Prayer said we're gonna do a full week Monday through Friday and have double episodes. We pulled it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's realistically hard work, and for motherfuckers to coattail and shit. It leave a sour taste in our mouth, but at the same time, it make me push even harder. Because they can interview the same people. They can ask the same questions, but they can't ask the same goddamn questions. You know what I'm saying?
And not only that, you're building relationships with all these artists as well, too, you know? So down the line, you can always call them back for a repeat performance, and they don't have no problem with that. You know, man, I've been invited to concerts backstage. I can go to all the little oldie concerts because they know respect me from the dads to man. I mean, the list goes on, homie. That's the beautiful thing about it. That's the beautiful thing that.
And I bet you be jamming your ass off too at them shows too, don't you? They still jamming, huh?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, Kelly will have a show in Kelly. I believe in like 2 weeks from now. And Kelly was cool cat, man. I've interviewed them as well, too. And it's like, man, it's a dream come true, man. You know, my man, if I get Sade, I'm probably going to throw up, man. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be that one. Man. I was just going to ask you, who would be your dream interview to do? Is Sade, is she the one?
Sade,
which I think
Sade,
her birthday just passed, too. Not too
Sade,
long ago, last week or something.
Stop it, Con. Chaka Khan, Sade, and I would have to say Morris Day from the time.
Yeah.
Because
yo, we had
I followed that boy. Man, I can't get Morris Day to save my life. I've been jumping through hoops. I've been going through all these little channels I can go through. And that's been a hard one to secure. That's been a hard one. I cannot get a commitment. I got a yes, but I can't lock down a solid date.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout because I really truly believe that sooner or later, man, because I'm a pester a motherfucker until he just say, leave me alone, please. I've done that. That's how I got the emotions. I pestered them and pestered them and pestered them. And they had a good time on top of that. So, you know, man, it turned out to be a beautiful time.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Real talk. I mean, you know, that's good to be able to see you still doing this. We're still doing this. And it's been years later. You know, I'm glad to have you back on the show. And I want to chop it up with you in a few more minutes, but I want to go to another track. You sent me some bangers, man. This one here is No Nonsense. Tell everybody about this one, Tweed.
Oh, yeah, that's Sneak Wallstein, man. He always called me uncle, and I hate when people call me uncle. It's like, you're not my brother's son. Stop calling me uncle. I understand that, you know, it's a respect factor, you know, but, man, that's my nephew, man. Sneak Wallstein is on that song with me, and Tony Ray, man, from Wild One Studios in Fresno, he produced that track, man, and it's way out, man. It's kind of like a West Coast Honest type song, and, you know, man, it's just something to me. Man, to me, it ain't about, I don't care if you don't like my music, I just want you to respect it because it ain't whack. So even if you don't like it, you can't say it's whack. Feel me? That's what I've always been on. That's what I've always been on. So that's really where the premise of the title and the song and the track. And Tony Ray is a monster, man. You can check him out on tracktycoons.com. He got beats for sale, so if y'all need some beats, y'all need to get at him, man. Y'all need to get it, but don't say my name because he know me good. So if he asks you, man, he might have a secret question. If you can ask that question, you ain't getting no love.
That's what you got to do nowadays. You got to have a password or code word or something.
Exactly.
It's about real shit. Man,
exactly.
No nonsense, man, right here. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with Tweed Cadillac right here on the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforLife.com. And make sure every Thursday to check out Tweed Cadillac's 93.2 Tweed FM, man. It's dope music, you know what I'm saying, from a dope era, just like what we're doing. We'll be right back.
Check this up. Don't get some yet. Yeah. Tweed motherfucking Cadillac. Something know about that.
Trodius.
I'm back to my old self on some new shit. Clown ass nigga, we the wrong one to fool with. You ain't talking about chips, then you need to dip bitch. Mr. Papa, bitch, stay on some proper shit. Got a team trying to coach him like Papa, bitch.
Yeah.
Time is money round here, that's how we clocking in. Suckers can't comprehend, that's why they knocking in. Bitch, coming dope, dropping dope, ain't no stopping it.
No
backseat, limo tinted like the president. All that nonsense, have goons at your residence. So pay attention to the game, cause you're negligent. It's wild one. And them suckers not irrelevant.
No,
I've been serving motherfuckers since 2002.
Yeah,
when half of them suckers was still in middle school. We was high in the coop doing what players do.
Yeah,
while they was stuck with they boo doing what haters do.
Bitch. Yeah. Rock the fire, son of a the fuck.
I gotta fade the old shit. Now we on some new shit. Horse rides and case whips. I guess I'm cracking with a pencil and a pad. I be ripping pieces, spitting. I be shitting up the ass. Power of the poetry can never be compared. I'm a giant to a lion. Got you monkeys running scared. So rattle me, you're batting like 12 MCs. It's hard for a pen, but I'm Martin Luther Tweed.
Yeah.
I chew him and I chop him and I lay him on the curb. And I'm waiting for Tony Ray to tell him, y'all gotta serve. Take it to the tip top. Fool, this is hip hop. Come in with that wild one shit to make the phone drop. Make the mic pop, even if some flip flops. Never been a has been, never hang with half knots. Then until he's blood clots. Who I am, I'm the mic so. Mic so, love clowning bozo.
Yeah!
Have a collect call from
Nate Rothstein from California Correctional Facility, located in Hollywood, California.
See, they can't hold me down. I'm a wall with my back against the wall and clown. I never touched the ground. I'm in the presence of the Lord. He went looking down on me. Yeah. They threw me in a hole because they couldn't find my contraband. On the streets and they hear, bitch, I'm the fucking man. About a grand, we gonna bust my commissary off the hooks. Dirty look from them punk ass CEOs. Cashing out. I don't trust them hoes and PCs neither. I'm hot as a fever. And when they question me, I got amnesia. Infect a seizure. Look, smoking weed and kicking like every day. They say shit, but I gotta go. I can't stay. Hey. It's mind over matter and I call it size. When they pop me, I have 50 bundles and 100 knives.
Yeah!
Truly!
Rastafari, that son of a fuck!
Check this out. You know I need that on CD. I need that shit on compact disc.
Yeah, I need that in the truck right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna go to the collection.
I need to be at work tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, all y'all gotta do is go to tweetcadillac.com, man. Actually, like I told you, I went to Fresno to get paid to do a verse on a cat song, and they liked me so well, we jailed. I ended up staying, man, I was in a hotel room for like about, you know, man, a couple nights and shit, because I kind of liked the atmosphere. So what ended up happening was, he said, man, you ain't got to stay in that hotel. He opened up his home and his facility to me. And we put together that project on the spot. So it turned out to be like a double CD. One CD is called Suave. That's all the five player shit. And the other CD is called AIDS Don't Count in the Booth. You dig? And both of them are available, and they're produced by Tony Ray Wild One Studios out of Fresno, California. So we did that album, man, in like, I would say, about a month and a half, man. And it's quality work. That's what it's about. And while I was there, just to tell you how faded luck is, I've been doing Freeway Rick. I noticed that you guys had him on the show previously, and I've been doing him for a while. Well, that's what happened, that he came to Fresno on his book tour, found out I was in town, and took me to Fresno State University, and now speaking to all of the, you know, people about the ins and outs of hip-hop. He's talking about his book. So, man, to me, it's no such thing as opportunity or luck. It, man, you just got to be prepared for whatever happens, you know, man.
Exactly.
I never thought, I would be talking to a college about my career. You feel me? So that was a great honor as well, man. Freeway Rick is a good dude, man. He's really good dude. Man, his book is informative. It's real. And he's really... Man, a lot of people will never grow up or live their life knowing a real millionaire. But he was a real millionaire, feel me? So, man, I'm honored that he respected me enough to, you know, take me with him.
A street millionaire,
you know,
too, at that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, like, in retrospect, it's like when we always have Freeway on, he a real dude, man. You know what I'm saying? The same way like Jerry Heller was with us. Like we hadn't talked to you since the passing of Jerry Heller, man. He was a real good dude to us, and I know you was kind of fond of him too. Can you give us a little reflection on, you know, your inner workings with Jerry Heller and, you know, the whole thing over there?
Well, everybody else talking about Jerry Heller, gang people. Jerry Heller did this. Jerry Heller did that. Well, not from my perspective. I can tell you one incident that's fine, and if my girl was in this room, she's like, you're telling that story again? But, yeah, that story meant so much to me. Man, I was a little short of money, and the Easy was out of town, and I called up the Rufus Records, and I said, sir, man, I need some funds. He said, well, come on up here. So Now, mind you, I'm in South Central L.A. To go to where Ruthless Records was is in Wooden Hills and a good part of the White Town and all that shit, right? So we
right.
get in the corner and get on the 405 freeway. That's a fucking traffic jam every day. It starts raining. I didn't want to drive. I asked my homeboy to take me, but little did he know that his windshield wipers wasn't working and it started raining.
Oh.
So imagine us on the freeway with no windshield wipers trying to go to get some money all the way in Wooden Hills. It was crazy as hell. So when we get to the office, we get out the car, we're soaking wet. I said, Jerry, man, I just need some chippers. He give me a check, right? He said, okay, y'all just go down to the bank. The bank is in Beverly Hills, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the bank in Beverly Hills, and I'm trying to cash the check. The teller's looking at me funny, you know. So all of a sudden,
right.
she looks at the check. She looks back at me. She looks at the check again. She says, hold on. So she goes and go get the manager. So the manager comes back up. He looks at me. He looks at the check. He says, hold on. They pull me out the line, dude, because I'm a black guy in Beverly Hills with all these rich white people. They pull me
right,
out the line.
Driven with. Right.
They tell me to sit on the couch. And all of this shit, right? So I just passed the card and said, look, man, you can call. This is where the account is. Call this number, and everything is cool. So they called the number. So they invite me back up to the window. The lady gives me my cash. And Jerry, by the time we walked to the car, he called me to find out was everything good. So come on, man.
Yeah.
I can never say nothing bad about Jerry. Jerry's always
right,
been cool to me, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, he was, man. As long as I know him. We didn't know him real long, but he was a cool dude with us. You know what I'm saying?
Me too, man. And when I interviewed him, man, on my show, I made sure that, if you call in here, man, do not disrespect my guests. Whatever
I think that's the show that I called in. Hell yeah, I think that's the show that I called in. I called in on Jerry Ellis. That's what it was.
Yeah,
I called
I
in
nobody,
on the Jerry Ellis show.
I don't want nobody to try to be clowning him, man, because, man, he cool,
mm-hmm.
man. He done broke bread. Man, he, man.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, too.
Book signing. I went to his book signing. He invited me to his home. So, man, he had nothing but love for Tweet Cadillac, and I ain't got nothing but love for Jerry Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
So
he always gave y'all love on our show, too.
And shame on the Grammys for not mentioning him. Shame on the Grammys because he helped so many people get Grammys, you know what I'm saying, throughout his 50-plus years in the music business, you know. So
exactly.
They need to recognize
rest in peace
man.
To the homie Jerry, man.
Yeah. You know, the Straight Outta Compton movie kind of really didn't help his credibility none, but, you know, man, it is what it is. Some people hate him. Some people love him. Me, I love and I respect him. So...
Yeah.
I'm not tripping, man. He's resting in peace, and he knows that I gave a fuck about him. So that's really all that matters.
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm pretty sure that when we all die, they're all going to have something bad to say about everybody.
You
know? Yeah. Really sure
know what
it is.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. If it wasn't for him and Easy, y'all wouldn't be interviewing me now. Feel me? So, man, Easy, Brandon, Tweak, man, speaking on Easy, they're having a what's called a Ruthless Legacy album. No, Ruthless Family album that's about to come out. Got Cocaine, Bone, everybody that was formerly on Ruthless Records is putting together a little compilation. And they actually, they looked out for me. And the track they sent me is like stupid fire. The verses is written. I'm this man, you know, probably man, jump in the booth. Probably within a week or two, and knock it out. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. That's gonna be real dope.
Oh yeah, 107 gonna be on it. Man, Cocaine, man, everybody, man, that BG Knockout, everybody that was on Ruthless, man, is gonna do it. It's like a 2017 project, and the producer name is Three Fingers. Three Finger Productions. He's tight. As a matter of fact, he's not even, I think he's from, like, I forgot what country it is, But that boy sent me a track that sound like some DJ Quick shit, because he know that, you know, it's kind of hard for me to work with producers because I guess I'm spoiled, you know, man, but always having that DJ Quick sound. I kind of miss that type shit, feel me? But this guy sent me a song that I swear to God, you would swear it was DJ Quick, man. You would swear Quick, man. As soon as I play it for him, he going to flip out like, damn, it's hot as fist grease. I'm talking about it's hot as fist grease. And I'll finna come with it.
Yeah, speaking of Quick, I saw you doing some shows with him, and you guys were killing it, man. What was it like to be able to get back and do shows with Quick all these years later?
Man, that shit blew my mind as well, too, because we was beefing for a minute, but when it really came down to it, it wasn't personal, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when he looked out for me, man, and said, man, come on, Tweet. He took me to the Crest Groove. I did the Hot of West Was One concert. It was like 17-5. I mean, these rappers talk all this shit. You ain't been in front of 17,000 people. You're 60 draws. I had a ball. To me, that really made my rap career finalize. That's the word I'm looking for. Just that last good hurrah for like, damn, I never would have thought, man, I would have been on the Hot of West Was One. It was like Mac 10 and Bone and Snoop. And, man, it was crazy, man. Too Short and 30. And like, actually, how you been? I still known, respected. Man, it was a beautiful experience, man. Big shout out, man, to Quick for even looking out and doing that for me. You know, and the Crest Groove was at the Forum. And the Forum was like, you know, like a staple in L.A. That actually where the Lakers used to play before Staples Center. So for me to even be in that building, James Brown and the Jackson 5 played in that building. I mean, to me, it was monumental. And then I had more fun than the 17,000 people, man, that was in the fucking audience. That shit was fun as hell, man. Big shout out to Quick because he didn't have to do that, man. He looked out for me, man. So that was a beautiful thing. And put me on the Midnight Life album with him as well. So that was good, man.
That was
God
his last
is good,
project.
Man. Just say that.
The Midnight Life, that was the last project he put out, I think, wasn't it? Just about a year or so ago?
Yeah, three videos, same old project. It's cool, man. It was a very nice album, man. He got his point across on really what he wanted to say. The music was always phenomenal. I mean, you don't slack when it comes to the beats. So, man, it was a great thing. And the funny part about it was the first time that I ever did a song with Sugar Free. So, man, that was fun just within itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's going to be the one we end the show with, I believe. Let's see, what's that one called again? Broken Down? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's
another banger. Yeah, you know, when I tell guys to send me tracks, you know, they might send me one or two, and you just hit the inbox with a shitload of music. You know, I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Well, man, and the funny part about it, I really didn't know what to send you. I was willy-nilly about it because I have such a body of work till I try to tell my godson because he's doing these beats. It's like if you have a body of work, man, whatever the game is, you got a uniform. Feel me? So
yeah.
I have so much thoughts. I really didn't know what to send you. I know that your audience is a certain direction, so I try to tailor the songs I sent you to fit your audience. But, man, it's so much more I could have sent you, man. I got a song called Age Don't Count. Man, and in the booth, and you really need to hear that one. But as I said, go to the website, tweakalac.com, and listen to that song. And if you want it, I'll send it to you. Man, I'll send you the whole CD. I already got your email. It's a done deal. But, man, I got a body of work. And the reason I did that is because if something do happen to me, I just want my daughters, man, to be able to say, man, my daddy was the shit. You feel me? And my grandkids, man, you know, I wanted to be able to really have a legacy, and I know I can do that. And my publishing, I've always had my publishing. That's another thing I can say. of our Jerry L. I've always had my publishing from day one, so I never got ganked for any type of money. But the thing is, I just want to leave a legacy, man, so my kids can be proud of me. And if something do happen to me, that they can live off my publishing. You feel me?
Hell yeah. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. That's what we all want at the end of the day, is for our kids to be straight, you know what I'm saying, and not have to worry about nothing. And if people can't respect that, then they got some mental problems, man. Real talk.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm so happy that you're doing all these things, you know what I'm saying? You're staying relevant. You're out there making moves, music, radio. It just doesn't stop, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to have you back on the show again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Tell the Pimp Council, you know, we'd love to have them on as well. You know what I'm saying? There's some dope cats out of Flint, Michigan. Anybody you fucking with, man, open invitation. Let them know about us, tweet. And, you know, they're more than welcome to come on the show. We'd love to have them.
Man, you got to give me something. You got to give me something hard to do, because that's nothing. I got y'all covered, man. Y'all always have my back, man. I got y'all back from your side, man. I'm a real one, as they say. Have you ever kissed me in some skinny jeans?
Hell no,
never,
right?
Never that. Never that.
Yeah, never that. No way.
Never that
no way, no how. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, before we go, give them all your contact info and let them know, you know what I'm saying, when they can check out your show and all that good stuff. So they can keep it
cool. Okay, well, 93.3 FM is every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can get that information from my website, tweetcadillac.com. The call-in number, the link is there. You can hit me on Facebook. I really ain't got a lot of Twitter fans because I'm barely on that. But, you know, you can find me there. Also, thepimpcouncil.com is their official website as well. You can find their music there. And the Beats Boost and Broad CD I spoke of, you go to my godson. That's True Fusion, two Z's, TrueFusion. Or you can get that album on my website as well, tweakadillac.com. Also go to my people, tracktycoons.com, if y'all need some beats. Or if y'all need some other beats, go back to Fusion. Damn, man, we just a well-rounded conglomerate over here. You know what I'm saying? We just want to cater to hip hop and keep it alive and weed out these suckers. If we can weed out these suckers, man, hip hop will be great again, like what Donald Trump want to do to America. If we can make hip hop great again, let's focus on that. If we can do that again, that's a beautiful thing. Get rid of these suckers.
Yeah.
Let them shine. Let them shine for the moment, and then tell them to go sit their monkey ass down, you know, and let their
right.
Get back in the game, you know, let X-Clan come back. Man, just keep
right.
It real, man. Let Most Def and, man, and I'm not just talking about East Coast, even the West Coast, man. Let Afro Man back up in the game. Quit bullshit. Feel me?
Yeah.
Right. Let the motherfuckers that's
real
really
shit.
Out here getting it cracking on some real shit. Back in the fold, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not? You know what I'm saying?
And it ain't even hard to do, man. It ain't, because, man,
nope.
These kids are so fucking illiterate, man, right about now. Oh, man, all this metrosexual bullshit. And it's like, come on, man. I don't want my son, if I had a son. I don't even have a son. But I would never, he came home with some in a skirt with some skinny jeans under that shit, man. It's like, get the fuck out of here. He would get beat up by me, his uncles, everybody else,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His sisters probably would beat his ass. When you grow up in South Central, man, you know what not to do and you know what to do. So to me, man, that demasculinization of the black male race is at an all-time high, man. And the fucked up part about it, I hate looking at Facebook and seeing these kids just beating up each other and filming it,
oh,
and
yeah.
Nobody helping. Man, I seen a girl get body slammed today, as a matter of fact, picked up and body slammed by another girl. and all the people standing around filming that shit. They think that shit is cute. They think that shit is cool. But, man, it's making us look like idiots, man, as a society. And it ain't cool, man.
Yeah, they right away hitting the button and uploading it to Facebook or wherever. And, it's at the expense of somebody else, you know, which isn't cool. You're right, man. Real talk.
Yeah. And big shout out to DJ Malone from Chicago, because I've been knowing this cat for like, we're going on maybe 5-6 years as well. And he's very prominent in Chicago, but the violence in Chicago is at all time high. I don't know if y'all really heard, but a baby and a dude got shot in the car the other night. I mean, man, it's just, man, it's crazy in Chicago, dude. It's crazy in Chicago.
Children are not immune to it. Every day, a child's getting killed. You know what I'm saying? And my brother's a school teacher up there. He had to bury students. You know, he had to go to the funerals of the kid he taught. And it's horrible. It really is, man. It's other cities are violent too. Other cities are going through it too. But Chicago is just, man, it's been fucked up like that since '20s. And it's just getting worse and worse, man.
Because it was the gangster city. It was known as the gangster city. It was known as the gangster city. But look, back in the early stages of my career, one of our first concerts was on the south side of Chicago. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was cool. But now it's like, man, they fighting over some bullshit, and so many people, man, are getting murdered. I mean, every weekend, man, it's like ridiculous. It's like, how can you even go to the market? You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like you can't maneuver and walk around.
70 people get shot, 20 get killed, and you know, it's just crazy. You know,
it was like 14 in one weekend. So, man, that's just. That's ridiculous, and we're killing each other. That's the sad part about it, you know. And everybody want to holler about how bad, you know, South Central and Compton is, or New Orleans. But, man, it's a ghetto wherever you at. We understand that. We understand that, you know, the economic thing and messed up people's heads. We do understand that, too. But, damn, man, you don't have to just pull out a gun, man. Pull out a gun. You know, you don't have to do that. You got a beef, man, and you have no other way of discussing it. Just get your people, get his people, and y'all just go, man, put on some 8 ounces and take it to the backyard. That's how we used to do. We take it to the backyard, homie. Nobody going to jump in. Y'all sell that shit. Y'all run, and we go get an old English, and everything is cool.
Yeah.
Feel me?
I wish we'd go back to those days, man. Real talk. Everybody listening out there, put down them guns. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing cool about killing nobody. You know, I'll tell you what, it's been real as hell, Tweet. We had a hell of a show as always, and we look forward to the next time. This one here is Broken Down by you, DJ Quick, and Sugar Free. Man, and this is on the Midnight Life, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which you can get that right now. Everybody, make sure to check out Tweet Cadillac every Thursday, 93.2 Tweet FM. You know what I'm saying? Check out his dope show and make sure to get this music. Was it tweetcadillac.com?
That's correct. That's correct. And I'm live tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 Pacific Daylight Standard Time. Keep it pimping, baby.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This is Murder Man's Music Show, episode 357, Tweet Cadillac. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
No, the name stays on. The name got my daddy blood on. The name stays on. Got my daddy blood on. The name stays on. She can have on.
I'ma give a hand gesture, the one that I make when I give my thumb and other three fingers a break. You get the
one.
No, it's not random. It's not a mistake. You get the
one.
Yeah.
Man, y'all rap cats funny. I'm Fred G. Sanford. Y'all big old dummies. And I ain't about to spit up on your verse. If you can't pull a little something out your verse. I'm a vet, not a pit. SoCal intellect grants me a much better check. So, oh shit, I'm back up in the booth again. This time, no looky-loos getting in. Please, see, it ain't
no reasoning. You're bland, you're peppin' these seasoning. I'm one of the best from the west. My name's still tatted on my ex-wife's chest. And I don't have jungle fever. Neither do I need a rapper rapping with me either. You best realize who you're dealing with. I'm on some 93.3 Cadillac.
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to clown y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess that's what it's gonna have to be. You see, I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with the city, so you move out to the desert and you wanna blame your drama on me. Keep it talking down.
You see the gif, now find the gap. To each his reach, if I don't cop it, ain't mine to have. I'm trying to be as clean as a Stacey B. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Why do you want to try to stress a motherfucker? If I throw a pee at you, nigga, kiss the motherfucker. Here's the dealing, and there's a departed. The only time I like to fuck you is when I'm off that narcotic. You know I'm not good. I get my money in the hood. Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, quick. Come on, check out. And it's fucked up when a bitch cough while you fucking and spit your dick out.
Money.
Give me more. No, quick and serious. Ain't that the same nigga that chucks a bitch out with a great meat boy?
Holy fish scale.
You mean to tell me you'd rather save this bitch than save this well? He's mighty skeptical. Oh, quick, man, all in here, you ain't never gave me a pee. No, I'm talking about the vegetable. And she knows it's me when I'm pulling up because my car goes vroom vroom. And her daddy easy to talk to because the whole conversation be
Now buckle down for the backlash.
Why they call DJ Quick, DJ Quick?
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to tell y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess this is what it's gonna have to be. You see, I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with the city, so you move out to the desert. And you wanna blame your drama on me, keep it broken down.
You niggas buying masters, I'm buying cookware. I'm tired of being a motherfucking pallbearer. I think I'd rather be Geraldo Rivera and tell the people what's really going on with you squares. How could I lose my identity? How can we become our own worst enemy? Even at the park, we don't party, whatever. Not familiar because we're barely haunted together. Cyber gangbangers, internet gimmicks. How did all my fans get replaced with critics? Went to sleep and woke up in a world full of limits. And being humble is synonymous with being timid. Niggas annoy me, so I frighten them. They stalk and hunt me down till I'll enlighten them. And then they sex play me, sounding fruity. When you call me bitch ass nigga, is that a female dog shaped booty?
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to clown y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess that's what it's gonna have to be. You see, I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with the city, so you move out to the desert. And you wanna blame your drama on me, keep it broken down.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You can't front on that dope music right there. You can't front on that dope music. We're being back on the UGS affiliates and brethren. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh Patrick and my co-host, Mac J. Both you guys are in the
building. You know.
And we just had a wonderful dope show with Tweet Cadillac. Man, shout out to him again. And everybody, please make sure Thursdays, even though we have a show on the same time, you know, check out his show and then catch ours in the archives, you know what I'm saying, or vice versa, you know, 93.3 FM, you know, what's cool about his show is the same thing with our show. He's paying homage to the guys that he was coming up off of, you know, putting them on there and he's showcasing what they're doing and, you know, that's a beautiful thing because that's what we're doing over here. And I was very shocked to learn that they was doing the same shit to him with the shows. He'll have a guest on, and then motherfuckers will get that contact info or whatever the case may be, and then go and inbox him. That's just lame as hell, man. Do your own thing. Now, if I was a motherfucker that was doing that, well, obviously I wouldn't be mad. The reason I'm so furious today, Mac, is because you know how hard it is to grind for these fucking shows. And when you find out that other people are piggybacking off of your work or doing different things off of what you're doing and what your people are doing, it's disheartening, it's disgusting, and it's just sick. These guys are pretenders, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like Tweed Cadillac has a show. He's been in the game for decades. You know what I'm saying? Me as a writer, I've been in the game for a few decades. You know what I'm saying? You as an artist since the 90s. You know what I'm saying? So
It's like this, Chris. Like you said, we just got to expose the motherfuckers and then fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't stopping nothing.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
No, they ain't
stopping shit.
We're
just going to expose what you're trying to do.
Continue to do what we do. Matter of fact, tomorrow night we're going to Houston, Texas again. If you guys notice, we've been fucking with Houston, well, since the beginning of the show. Our first guest was from Houston. But tomorrow we're bringing back Michael Banks, man, producer, Trinity Garden Cartel, Big Mike. You know, this guy's got some gold and platinum plaques on the wall. Done a lot of dope music. You know what I'm saying? And then Friday we're going to bring on a couple radio shows. You know what I'm saying? A couple people that we were on their show. We're going to see what's up with them. You know what I'm saying? We've already had the pleasure of being on both Off the Cuff and Rhythmic Karma Radio, which we were on there yesterday. Yeah, shout out to Rhythmic Karma, Off the Cuff Radio. We're going to see, that's just to show you that over here we ain't on no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we ain't tripping on what everybody else is doing. We're just trying to be a platform, you know what I'm saying, as well as we're trying to continue our legacy too, man. We're 357 shows after tonight in the books.
357. Fuck your ass. 357,
man.
Ain't that some crazy shit? This episode 357 and we had to buck a couple motherfuckers today. You know what I'm saying? Because they keep playing these fucking games. And I just now seen the post that Scratch put up with our logo page and the Murder Mittens or whatever the fuck the name of it. The shit is just, it looked almost trying to emulate but not be the same, but being the same. Like, get your own shit, man. Stop jocking our style, man.
Show with three M's in it like we do. It has the word murder in it like we do. And then the show graphics are very similar. I mean, come on, man. You know.
And then ours
and
is red, he made his blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this shit? So, like, you're just trying to spin off of what we're doing.
The other guys that rep this guy's show or whatever, they're the ones that's going to people saying, oh, we're down with the Murder Master Music Show. Man, can you come on our show? Motherfucker got caught on Twitter. The homie Pittsburgh Pax saw the dude tweeting the Fredro Star, was it?
I caught him once before because we had a guest on. It was actually a guest I booked. And for some reason, like, this dude lives one neighborhood over from me, but I never met him. I don't know him at all. But for some reason, he made me the administrator of one of his pages. I don't even know what the fuck the page is on Facebook. I never even look at it or nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was a guest that I booked, and I get a notification saying, you know, like, he posted in there. So I just happened to click on it. Tagged the guest that I just booked 5 minutes after you put the promo up, tagging him, asking him if he'd be on their show because we're cool with them. But I had the power to delete that. You know what I mean? Like, so I deleted it and I hit his inbox like, yo, you can't do that shit. And like, for one, this ain't my fucking show, bro. And that ain't your show. And even when you guys were on, like, the people he fuck with, he wasn't even there. So, like, you know what I mean?
You just gotta do your own work. Why don't they just inbox Fredro Star on their own or whoever the fuck they wanna fucking interview?
Well, that
like, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring
just
our names
Fredro
up.
Star the other day on Twitter, they just hit Fredro Star like, yo, Sticky was on the Murder Master Music Show. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes,
like,
stay the keep our name out your fucking mouth, period.
And we didn't even interview Fredro Starr. We interviewed Sticky.
Right.
So they're getting at this
right.
guy. Now, look how Fredro. Dumb this is. Look how, let me break down for you how dumb this is. They're getting at this guy's, you know what I'm saying, MC, a partner in his group, you know what I'm saying, who we didn't even have on the show yet. And they're trying to get him on the show based off the fact, oh, well, we did this with Sticky. They don't realize Sticky and Fredro, they're two different individuals. Fredro's doing his thing, Sticky's doing his thing, but they have the Onyx where they meet in the middle. But Fredro's going to look at that and be like, I don't give a fuck. Who is the Murder Man
right.
show? When did Sticky
right.
get in?
Right.
Who are
shit.
You motherfuckers? You know, I can't imagine myself ever doing that. Can you imagine just like what Tweed said earlier? You know, listening, getting the information,
it's war, man.
Guests, and then be like, hey, Tweet Cadillac just had you on his show. He's our brother. We've had him on our show. We never even met Tweet. I mean, he is our brother, obviously. We love the guy. But I mean, but what I'm saying is, they're making it look like they fucking know us, man. You know, like
yeah.
it's cool to, you know, that shit right there, man, ain't cool. And the motherfuckers that rep them guys, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't welcome around here no more until you get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking with people that are sabotaging or trying to sabotage. Let's say trying.
Yeah, man, that ain't cool, man.
You're fucking with our
right,
enemies,
right, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like,
if you motherfuckers are, too. And we'll call your name
yeah.
out eventually, too. You know what I'm saying? We'll come
yeah.
for your head because you're biting the hand that feeds you right now, motherfucker.
We've had to do it before.
Who the fuck been repping for some of these dudes, you know what I'm saying, for years, and then they want to, what do they want to do? They want to stab us in the back the first chance they get, all up in my inbox talking about, oh, this, and that, and then you posting these motherfucker shit? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit, man. I don't want to end this show on
right.
a bad note, though, because we had a hell of a show.
Nah,
yeah, like,
in the long run, all we had to do is we just, like you say, Fred, you just expose these motherfuckers. We laugh it off anyway.
Riding motherfuckers, man. I can't stand anybody that would go and kiss the ass of another man in any form or fashion just to try to get ahead. You know what I'm saying? These guys are coattail riding punk motherfuckers. Real talk. And I'm not just talking about what they do to us. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all these fugazis in the industry that are just, you see somebody come along and they just jump on their nuts like a flea on a dog's dick. That's just pathetic.
Right.
You can't get anywhere that way. You're not going to get from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? Eventually the dog is going to shake
you're
you off
gonna be
that damn ball.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You're just going to be a dick rider.
Get stepped on by somebody else coming along. Because you're
yeah.
a fucking worm, a snake, and a bitch, and a parasite, man. And that's all you fuck motherfuckers. You know saying? Real shit.
Prayer snapping off
heated,
on you motherfuckers,
man. I'm heated.
I already know. It's all
good,
man.
Good, man.
But don't stress too long on it, because they ain't really stopping shit anyway, though. You know,
no,
they ain't going to slow nothing down.
They ain't going to slow down because, you know what, Tweet Cadillac, the Pimp Council, featuring Tweet Cadillac, told me, I'm going to roll.
We out for this. Give us a life.
I'm on the scene and I don't mean no movie screen. Got some chrome on my feet rolling through the streets. Blue headlights so a player shine bright. See me coming like I'm hell is coming in the night. My bitch fast, but I like to drive slow. In a Fleetwood Brohound with the steel dough. I don't need no tin, I like to roll classic. I'ma roll strong, white and sickles roll plastic. Got them sitting high, my white walls talk white. If I had to pick a phrase, I'd say it's out of sight. I roll black, white, brown, even roll green. My baby girl said she thought I drove a limousine. My radio is embedded in the wood grain. The big body motherfucker don't play no games. Whole riders like to lay up in my leather seat. They always compliment the ride that next me. With wet jaw meat, then she go ahead and thank me. Cause she never been up in the slab so sweet. I rock the rooftop open for the fresh air. Before I drop her at a mess, slide up out of there.
The music gon' last. Pedal to the floor and a full tank of gas.
I'm gon' roll on.
of you. Feeling like I'm Nostradamus, the smartest in my classroom. Picking up all the gang you left behind like I was a vacuum. Cadillac is my vehicle, with twice to tip my brim up in. I'm dipping up in them hoes like them potholes that kiss my Michelin. Detroit is like a Coney Island paradise with pimpin' tin. To watch the track where people cross the border like an immigrant. I used to accept the money under the table, eating steak and eggs. Now I'll be at 16, no 10 folks up, she trying to make the bid. And I'll be out into the city like I'm leaning to the side. In my Kango, bankroll, so this ain't go. That mean it's off the whip while hitting them corners like a pimp. I'm living on the edge, but hitting them edges like a chick. I remember when we used to ride the Bronx on a Cadillac, the Fleetwood and eat shit. Smoking through the coast.
Your day job, I'm tripping. Man, pull this motherfucker over, I gotta piss.